MULC has had a huge impact on ag education, including with 25 years of the scholarship program. Tell me really where we've come and where we are today.
Yeah, so MULC started in 1997, and, you know, we are well known for our grants program, but since 1999, we started a scholarship program that's a little smaller piece of our funding. It originally began as a incoming freshman scholarship, so kind of that incentive to think about studying agricultural education and to attend the University of Minnesota at the time, as that was the only location that was training future agriculture teachers. Then in 2005, we changed the program a little, and we added undergraduates that so they could kind of retain them in the major. You know, sometimes they'd come in, we'd get them to come in as freshmen, but then they would disappear to other majors or places. So it was kind of a incentive scholarship. So we kind of kept that going, and we did both freshmen and undergraduates on many, many years until 2020. And based on some data from National Teach Ag, we changed the program to just being our juniors and senior year. Those are the students. So they've kind of shown that commitment in the major. And a lot of times scholarships for older students are not as available. And so that gets to be a difficult time financially for them, especially those that are going out to student teach. And so we changed the program to really just be focused on juniors and seniors. And so that was kind of our basic scholarship program. But we've grown it as well in different areas. So we were recognizing more students were coming in to be teachers through our master's program at the University of Minnesota. And that was a place where those are sometimes people that are working teachers that are also trying to get their license. And so they have a different kind of financial need. And we made a significant investment through our graduate scholarship program that started in 2012. And then just recognizing needing more students from diverse backgrounds, we started a diversity scholarship conversations in 2016, but we didn't give our first one till 2019. We know there are less students that are on the farm that are being, you know, but yet we're growing, you know, the need for teachers. And so we need to find more students to thinking about being a future teacher from everywhere. And so that was kind of the purpose of that scholarship. So it's really grown and changed. We've already this year given over $25,000 in the scholarship program and could be awarding some more here next spring.
Have any idea over 25 years what kind of investment you've made in these kind of programs?
Yeah, I'm really proud to say we've given away 630 scholarships for a total of almost about $840,000. So we're nearing our $1 million mark of scholarship investment for these students.
It's always nice to think of ROI. Do you think we've made a difference here in getting those new teachers coming into the program?
I think we really have, especially some of the changes we made in the program. They've changed some of the majors, so that has been really making sure we're investing in those students who are very serious about agricultural education was one change, and then also kind of making those other adjustments to keeping them in the major and helping them to get into the profession, and then helping those ones who want to come back and really invest in those. So I'm really proud of the work our scholarship committee specifically has made to kind of think outside the box and change the scholarship program as needed through the years with the kind of changing environment of how people are getting into education.
Certainly the need is still there for those teachers though, right?
Oh, always. Yeah. So I love, you know, we have wonderful students. We have fantastic teachers, and yet I still never quite have enough. You know, for example, I had 9 student teachers in the state in Minnesota. I should mention, we do give our scholarships to students studying at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities, but also University of Minnesota Crookston, Southwest Minnesota State University Marshall. And then if they go to one of the Minnesota State institutions where they're doing like a 2 years there and then 2 years at a 4-year, those students can also apply when they're transferring into that four-year program. And so we know across the state we had 9 student teachers last spring, and then I have 36 new teachers in our teacher induction program, which is our first-year teacher program this fall. So I'm still short teachers. We're pulling them back, those that study out of state. We have some programming to try to remind them how great it is to teach in Minnesota. And so even though if you study out of state, we'd love to have you come back. We're working at finding more industry people and helping them get trained. You know, they have the technical skills, but how can we quickly get them up to speed to, like, know things like classroom management or how to run an FFA, some of those things that you might not know the details. And so we're trying to help them learn quickly while they're also flying the plane. So we're finding them from different places, but we always can use more people to consider joining the profession.